Job lost his hope. We read, Job spoke, saying, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery?" Job lost his hope. His wife and his children have died. He's covered with some horrible skin disease. He's suffering. And through Job today, the church explores the mystery of suffering. Job was a just man. He wasn't an evil man. And we ask ourselves today often, why do bad things happen to good people? And the church presents us with this mystery. It's a mystery you've all heard before. So let's connect Job's suffering with the cross, the crucifixion. We don't have any other promise. We don't have a gospel of plenty. Our faith doesn't teach us that if you live well and just, that you're going to be treated well in this life. That's not our gospel. You still hear this occasionally. Oh, look at him. He's done well. He's such a good man. Or look at him. He's suffering. He must have done some sin. That's what they were trying to say to Job, his friends, when his friends visited him. And the story of Job runs right against that and says, no. No, it has nothing to do with that. We don't have a gospel of plenty. From Job to the cross, God reveals his love for us, but on an entirely different level. Jesus speaks of God's love for us, and he says to us, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Almost 2 weeks ago now, a father of five lost his wife. Five little kids. Lost her suddenly. And like Job, his hope was just severely challenged. He's devastated. How would he hold his family together and support them? He has those five children. Four of them are in our school program at St. Mary's Cathedral School. He goes there with our parish support. He's a laborer in construction. His wife was a catechist. And after the funeral, he was like Job. He's lost a lot. We pray he doesn't lose hope, but he's lost a lot that's dear to him. He's now facing the burden of his family alone. He told us his concern that he could no longer keep the children in Catholic school at Cathedral School of St. Mary. Our parish community and the community around St. Mary's Catholic Cathedral School stepped forward. They began to help this father and his family. Catholic Charities has gotten involved, and they're standing by with more long-term support for him. And they even sent counselors to the school to help counsel the teachers and prepare the teachers to work with the children, because this was such a devastating event. Deacon Willie and I have both personally assured the father that he can keep his kids in school. There's no reason for him to take the children out of school. If anything, they need right now, they need the stability of school and Catholic school. They're going to get a lot of help there that they wouldn't get otherwise. We must keep the children in school. And we must help that family to stay together. Our gospel is hope. Our mission is hope. Our parish is about hope when we live our gospel. Jesus brought hope to the people of Capernaum. We know that this was at the very beginning of his ministry. He'd just come away from his time in the desert after his baptism with John the Baptist. And he enters, and very quickly, he's healing and casting out devils. But during the night, he got up early and he left the town, even though many more people were looking for him for healing. We heard Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everybody is looking for you." And he told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, there that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." He didn't come to heal everybody. That just came with Jesus. That wasn't his primary purpose. His primary purpose, his mission, was to preach the kingdom of God, telling them and telling all he met, the kingdom of God is at hand. Remember the prayer he taught us, "Our kingdom come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's why he came. Not to cure cancer or heart attacks. On earth, as baptized children of God, we live out the mystery of suffering and God's mercy. We worship a God who suffered and was crucified. This is the work of the church. We support many works of mercy through the church, like St. Vincent de Paul, Catholic Charities, and human and spiritual formation. We support proclaiming the gospel through catechesis and spiritual formation and Catholic education. We do it together. All of us together. No one of us can carry the burden. No 10 of us can carry the burden. We do it all together, or we can't do it. And God will bless that and bless us all together. This past year, so much of our community has been suffering in fear due to the immigration politics, the changes in laws and policies, fear for themselves, fear for their loved ones. ICE sweeps and sanctuary city laws have frightened people, have scared people. Strong political debates every day in all the news and social communications, social media. These have divided our communities and left many people and families in fear. I can't tell you how many meetings I've had with parents where, you know, they said that they don't even go to HEB anymore because of fear they'll get picked up rolling a stop sign someplace, and their children are always fearful and telling them, "Mom, don't go because you might not come back." It hasn't happened in our community. But it's in the news all the time. The children fear their parents may disappear. The fear is real. There's a lot of it here in our community, here in our parish. My message has been, and our message needs to be always, the words of Jesus: be not afraid. Be not afraid. Don't lose your peace. These are the words of Jesus. Every time he walked into a group of people, because Jesus knows what we should all know. The devil uses fear to divide us and separate us. If he can preoccupy us in fear, we're lost. He wins. Don't be afraid. Events of the past year have diminished the hope in so much of our community. It's created a certain kind of instability in our community. For the past few years, our mass attendance and collections have both been growing healthy. These are blessings from God. Not this past year. Not this past year. People began to hoard money just in case. And that affects our ability to serve. to provide all the programs we offer and our abilities to serve all the people in our community. Our message has to be, do not be afraid. Do not lose your peace. Trust in God who loved us so much he gave us his only son. And that's what happened to him. That's our highway. That's our door. That's where we're headed. The mystery of the cross. That's our gospel. Likewise, we must reaffirm our support for our parish community. Every year, we have to reach out to the community and call upon all of you to reaffirm your commitment to our parish, your membership here. I ask all of you to go check your membership. Make sure it's going on. Make sure you're getting the church envelopes. Make sure you're receiving the diocesan newspaper, the Catholic Spirit. If you're not, come back to the office and check your registration. It's important. We need to know who it is that's supporting us, that's saying, I'm here. You can count on me. I'm part of this community. I'm going to support this community. You can count on me. We have to have certain policies in just administering the parish. So, for example, if we don't receive an envelope from somebody for 6 months, what should that tell us? We have to mark it inactive. The envelopes are the only way that tell us that the activity is current. So it's not as important what's inside the envelope as the fact that you're here. And with the envelope, it's kind of like saying, I'm here. I'm here. I haven't left you. I haven't turned my back on you. I'm here. We have these white envelopes in the entrances that you can use if you don't have your personalized envelopes. And you do the same thing. You fill out your name and address on there, and it's the same thing. In our computers, we go in. And many of you, when you file your taxes, you wait on us to send you a report to use for your taxes. How has your tithing been this year? But the most important thing is it stabilizes us. We know who is here. Please join all of us in our parish and just to say at least once a year with us, here I am. Here I am. You can count on me. And then when those of us in our parish need parish help, they know they can count on us. We are a family of baptized Catholics who come together according to the third commandment of the Ten Commandments. We keep holy the Sabbath. We worship God. We share the Word of God. We affirm Him. We don't stand back in the shadows. We don't hide under the trees. We say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. You can count on me. And pray for that family that lost their mother. They need to count on us for prayers and support. Our gospel is a gospel of hope.